with Sloopy Hang On by the McCoys. The expression jam up and jelly tight means everything is just fine. Years ago in the pool halls, it's been said that if a player was doing good, he was jam up. But if he was doing great, he was jam up and jelly tight. Here's Tommy Rowe with Jam Up and Jelly Tight.
Jam up and jelly tight.
What common childhood poem praising the benefits of a certain food first showed up on bathroom walls in the 1600s? Well, the answer will be coming up shortly.
Big girls don't cry. Big girls don't cry. Big girls. They don't cry.
Common childhood poem praising the benefits of a certain food first showed up on bathroom walls in the 1600s. Beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you eat, the more... Well, I'm sure you've heard it before. That's the modern version of the poem, and no one knows for sure who made it up. But there were versions of this little ditty first scribbled on English privy walls in the 17th century. Here's the guy they called Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, with I Get a Kick Out of You.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
Not too long ago, my son and I were driving down the road and we looked over to the right, and in the parking lot of a Subway restaurant, we saw a very strange vehicle. I just had to pull over and find out who the driver was, and I did. I'm standing here with Joey right outside of this big yellow and orange vehicle. What is this called?
This is the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Joey, what kind of vehicle is this exactly? What year is it? Well, What's it sit on?
This is a 2009 Wienermobile. It sits on a Chevy 1-ton truck chassis, and it's got a Chevy 6.0 V8 engine, so we can really haul buns.
Now, I kind of sabotaged you here because you were getting yourself some Subway here, but and I won't keep you too long. As you know, the Nutmobile came through town not too long ago, and you're friends with them.
Yeah, they're actually, the Nutmobile is actually a part of Kraft, just like Oscar Mayer is.
Right.
Just like Oscar Mayer and the Wienermobile, so we're good friends. They're our nutty buddies.
Yeah, sure.
So, we always, go where they tell us to go. We stopped by the Giant Pistachio earlier today.
Yeah.
Actually on my way to see the sunset at White Sands National Monument.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Have you been out there before?
I was out here the last time I came, but it was during the day, right before an event, so uh-huh. I wanted to try and catch the sunset when I get out there.
It's beautiful out there. So how many are in your crew? Right now, I just caught you, but how many are in your
crew? There are two to each Wienermobile. There are six Wienermobiles across the country, uh-huh. So there's 12 hot doggers total.
Okay, 12 hot doggers.
Yes, we're all across the country, so we're all split up into different regions. This is the Southwest vehicle.
Okay, and where are you headed next?
Our next stop is Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm headed there in a couple of months myself. If
awesome.
You get a chance, go through Tombstone, Arizona.
Got it.
One of my favorite places in the whole world. It's like going back in time.
All right. You'll see people on the street dressed up like the 1880s.
We'll try and check it out. This will be a little bit of a, I guess, back in time for this one. A culture shock for them, yeah.
It's what happened in 1936.
Well, that was when the first Wienermobile was actually created by Carl Meyer, who's Oscar Meyer's nephew.
Uh-huh.
So that was when the first concept was created. That was when the first Wienermobile arrived in Chicago. And since then, there's been a Wienermobile every 5 years or so. But this, like I said, this is 2009. Back in 2008, actually, there was a mini Wienermobile when the Little Smokies came out called Little
Link.
They traveled around the country for a year. The newest one's on the road in 2012, and they're actually building a 2015 right now.
What kind of gas mileage does this get?
Thousands of miles per gallon.
Okay, great, great. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you letting me take a look at it today. Thank you so much, and tell the rest of your crew I'm sorry I missed them.
It's all right, I'll
tell
them.
And I appreciate the time you've given me to do a short side street impromptu interview here.
You got it, of course.
Drive safe, and keep the mustard on the top.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Here's a fantastic song by Loretta Lynn singing the truth. We all know everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants Once upon a time there lived a man, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, "Oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know." God smiled down on Hezekiah and gave him 15 years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. So long for the day when I'll have new birth. Still I love a living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Of man. When Judas had betrayed him, her father heard him cry. He was brave until his death, but he didn't want to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. So I long for the day when I'll have new birth. Still I love a living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this hour of the Jason Kirtman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. There's also the Leading Edge Radio Network out of Dallas, Texas, and Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans. They're proud to be first in Ritchie County. Also AM 1290 out of Vancouver, Washington, and Oldies Radio 88.com and RememberWhenRadio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina. Out of the beautiful islands, there's the Hawaiian Pacific Radio, and out of Florida, Q-Star Radio. I'd also like to thank KOWS Radio 107.3 FM out of Occidental, California, and WYAP 107.7 FM in beautiful Clay, West Virginia. Over on the west side in San Francisco, California, we can be heard on AM 1700 Radio Richmond. I'd also like to thank AM 520 The Loop and 88.1 WCPR out of Ringgold, Georgia, and out of Andrews, North Carolina, Andrews Community Radio. I'd also like to thank Classic Hits 1630 AM, just a little north of me in Denver, Colorado, and out of Dark County, Ohio, Dark Classics Radio. Also, I'd like to thank all of our European friends who listened to the Music Player yesterday out of the United Kingdom. To check out all of these stations and their websites, go to jasonkirtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and click on the links in the upper left side of the homepage. While you're there, check out the blog and send me an email in and let me know just how much you're enjoying The Jason Kirtman Show. That was a great hit for Elvis Presley, Burning Love. Here's Fats Domino with Telling Lies.
You've been telling me lies, and I know it. There's no love in your eyes, cause they show it. Cause every time I hold you in my own, you just lie, 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 lie. You said you wanted me for your honey, but all you wanted was my money. You didn't even try to make me satisfied. You just lie, 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 lie. You knew you made me love you when you rolled those great big eyes. Although I didn't know it, they were only stirring up lies. You've been doing me dirty and you hide it. I know I can't leave cause I've tried it. So just as long as you hold me in your arms, you can lie, 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 lie. I can't leave, cause I've tried it. So just as long as you hold me in your arms, you can lie, 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 lie.
Martha Washington once said, I am determined to be cheerful and happy in whatever situation I may find myself, for I have learned that the greater part of our misery or unhappiness is determined not by our circumstance, but by our disposition. Here's Jerry Reed singing about his desire to go out and find himself an ugly woman.
I ain't gonna drink no more tobacco, ain't gonna smoke no more moonshine. I'm through looking at good-looking women, ain't gonna bother now to waste my time. Ain't gonna drink no more black coffee, thinking about her till the break of daylight. I'm gonna go out and find me an ugly woman to love. Son, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes, I'm gonna walk down the avenues. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find an ugly woman to love. I don't care if she's short, don't care if she's fat, just as long as she's good to me, that's where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love, son. I ain't gonna drink no more tobacco, ain't gonna smoke no more moonshine. I'm through gawking at good-looking chicks, I ain't gonna bother now to waste my time. Ain't gonna drink no more black coffee and think about her till the break of daylight, cause I'm gonna go out and find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes, I'm gonna walk down the avenues, I'm gonna keep on walking till I find me somebody ugly to love. I don't care if she's short, don't care if she's fat, just as long as she's good to me, that's where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna walk down the avenue, I'm gonna keep on my walking shoes, I'm gonna keep on walking till I find somebody ugly that I can love. I don't care if she's short, don't care if she's fat, just as long as she's good to me, that's where it's at. I'm gonna find me an ugly woman to love. Well, I'm gonna put on my walking shoes.
I just want to say thanks for listening to the Jason Kirkman Show this hour, and don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. Here's a great song to tap your foot to. It's Jackie Wilson, Am I the Man? I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
Hey, hey, hey! You ought to be ahead of holding me tight. You ought to be ahead of treating me right. You ought to be ahead of holding my hand and try to make me understand. And baby, tell me what's the gain? Am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Yeah. You ought to be ahead of letting me know. You ought to be ahead of tell me so. You ought to be here to prove it's true that I'm the only one for you. And baby, tell me what's the gain? Am I the man?
Yes,
are driving me wild. But no, 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 I'm gonna wait until you're in my arms. I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait until you come to me and love it, love it like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, am I the man?
Yes, you're the man.
Yeah, girls in this big city, all of these girls, it's a pity for that. Are driving me wild. But no, 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 no. I'm gonna wait until you're in my arms. I'm gonna wait until I have your charms. I'm gonna wait till you come to me and love it, love it like it ought to be. And baby, tell me once again, am I
The Jason Kirkman Show's been underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com. Since 1906, Fuller Brush has been providing housewives to shopkeepers with the tools and utensils to keep a clean environment. Todaysfullerbrush.com.